A blessed good morning to every influential leader out there. I'm quite very ecstatic this morning. I'm so happy this morning because what we are about to learn at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning is one that indeed, when can be duly acted upon, it will definitely bring a great increase in our place of export. So I'm fantastically happy this morning, and I want to celebrate everyone that has been taking out their time to ensure that we daily develop ourselves as leaders that will take over different spheres of influences for the kingdom. And I also want to celebrate those that take out their time to listen to the leadership mentorship podcast that comes in every month. I'm sure that you have been super blessed. We have been speaking on a year of exploits, and we've been able to explore prerequisites to responsibilities. And we are on a series now, which is the keys to sustaining exploits. And last month, the month of February, we spoke about problem solving, and we duly made justice to that as the Holy Spirit did help us. Where we spoke about characteristics of problem solvers, steps to problem solving, and its benefits. So we would be continuing the series of this month, the month of March, and we'll be continuing the series on the keys to sustaining exploits. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for how far you've been with us since the beginning of this year. Thank you for being intentional about us. Thank you for ensuring that we grow. Thank you for bringing all the required resources to help us to get into the full image of what you have purposed for our lives. Thank you for our different leadership platforms, our different leadership abilities, our different leadership responsibilities. Thank you for our emergence, and thank you for everything. Thank you for the transition that is happening in the kingdom, where generals are handing over to commanders. And thank you because you have great plans for us also in this season. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your Holy Name. And so, Father, we lift up this morning's podcast into your able hands. Let the words that we will learn today, let it nourish our spirits, let it nourish our soul, and let it bring about action into our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So this morning I would be speaking on the topic faith in God with our anchor from Daniel chapter 3. So the keys to sustaining exploits, another key is faith in God. Faith in God. And I put a bracket to it saying your belief system, faith in God, your belief system. Now it's important and very profound for us to know all through the story of Daniel chapter 3. We see how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over time in Daniel 1, in Daniel 2, we've been learning about Daniel. But now we go into the place of laying an emphasis on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was no focus on Daniel in this particular chapter. And we could see there where they were faced with challenges of where Nebuchadnezzar created and built up a statue and told them to make sure they bow to it. You know, at different intervals of our destinies, we would be put in points where we have to bow to pressure, bow to worldly expectations, bow to worldly policies, bow to peer pressures, company pressures, relationship pressures, a whole lot of things that we have to bow to. And there is one thing that would help us to scale through, and it's our faith in God. So I do a bit of a definition now. So faith is a feeling, a conviction, a belief that something is true or real without having an evidence. Now, faith is a feeling, a conviction, a belief that something is true or something is real without even having an evidence. Now, it's more like as if I have a feeling that rain will fall today, even though when I've not seen the cloud, even when I not check the weather forecast, but I just have a deep conviction in my heart that rain will fall, and that's faith. Another thing is that faith is a trust, or faith is trust or confidence in the intentions or abilities of a person, object, or ideal. Faith is trust or confidence in the intentions or abilities of a person, object, or ideal. I believe strongly that when I sit on the chair that has four legs, it shouldn't fall me down. And that's a belief. I believe that when I pay a particular driver to take me down to my destination, I believe that he knows my destination, and so I have given him money, so he should take me to my destination, whether I am sleeping, whether I am awake. All I want to know is that he taps me and tells me, we have gotten to your destination. And that's faith. And that's faith also in an object. Now, some people, let me use the Western countries that are actually having a good system. The average American believes in the country. And let me put it like this. An average American soldier believes in his country so much because he believes that the ideal that has been put on ground is sustainable enough to sustain them while they are in the force and outside the force. So he believes, and that's why he can easily say, I want to join the army of the United States. So faith is trust or confidence in a person, object, or an idea. Now, when we talk about faith in God, it means that when you have trust, conviction, belief about the personality of God. And I'm sure we might not be needing to break down who God is. Having so much belief in Him is what we talk about when we're talking about faith in God. And we see it practically that for Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego to have exploits in Babylon, one instrumental factor that was put into place was the fact that they had faith in God. Very, very key. They had faith in God. I will be going further and I'll be explaining some things. But they had sincere faith in God. Now, it was the faith that brought about a miracle that had not been seen or ever recorded in Babylon, or ever recorded even in the whole entire sphere of the world as at that time. They were bounded into the fawning furnace that was heated 7 times its original state, and they were in there bound, and they became free. The Son of Man was there. The Son of Man could have only entered that place because of their faith level. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. When you please someone, the person steps in for you automatically. When you come and you get me a gift or you do something for me, I am pleased and I can go any length for you. They had faith in God. He pleased God, and God had to step in. So it was very important and very profound for them that they had faith in God for them to be able to get the exploits that they did. Now, let's talk about some truths about faith. Now, number one, no one can actually rise above his or her faith level. Your faith level is your limit level. Now, if you believe that God can only heal you, that's the only thing that you will ever get from Him. But if you believe that God can heal you, He can protect you, He can provide for you, the sustainability of your faith level determines your rising. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew, had faith in God that He could keep them, and they saw it. If they don't have faith that God can also deliver them, He probably might not have been able to deliver them because their faith level doesn't sponsor that. You know, faith is a currency in the kingdom. As leaders, we must know that when you have faith, you purchase things from the kingdom. Now, if you want to purchase your provision for the day, your faith level is what you use in purchasing it from the kingdom. That's why the Bible says in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. For you to request of a daily bread from God, it shows that you have faith in that God that can give you that daily bread. So you can't rise above your faith level. The limit to your faith level is the limit to how much you have an exploit. Number two, faith bet commitment. Now, when you have faith in a thing, you are committed to that thing. when you have faith in the visions that God has given to you, when you have faith in the dreams that God has given to you, when you have faith in God himself, you become committed to it. Now, we see the story of how Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach were to be committed to that statue or be committed to God. But their faith lied with God and not with the statue. And that's why they were committing to God that they had not seen than to the statue that was seen. So faith bears commitment. Now, how much of the faith level you have determines how much committed you'll be, and where your faith level lies determines your commitment. Number three, faith bears courage. Now, I love very profoundly how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego related with Nebuchadnezzar. He said, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we would not serve your statue. We don't want to speak to you in any manner." That was courageous. Don't forget they were talking to the king. As at that time, Nebuchadnezzar was not an ordinary king. He was a very powerful king, ruling over about 120 provinces. And they were just people working with him. Now, but they stood and faced their king. Why? Because they had faith in God. Now, faith in God bets courage. Number four, faith is the ingredient needed to transform you from the level of challenges to the level of victory. Shadrach and Abednego, the three Hebrew guys, were in a state of challenge. They were about to die. They were faced with death square. But what translated them from the place of that challenge to that place of victory was faith. They just had faith in God. Irrespective, they just had faith in God. So faith is the ingredient needed for transformation. Number five, faith is active when there is a work or an action that's resultant with it. The Bible says faith without work is dead. If you say you have faith, there must be an action or a working to support that faith. The three Hebrew guys didn't just say, "Oh, we had faith and let's just shy away." No, they had faith, they stood up to it, they faced the king, they went to him. There was a working, there was a result, there was something they were doing to result from the faith that they had. So faith is not that I have faith and you don't do anything. I have faith and I'm not ready to move anything. What actually shows that you have faith is that you are ready to do because you have faith that it will come true. Now, if I'm planning a program or I'm about to do something as a leader and I don't believe that it would actually come to pass and I just sit down, then it wouldn't. But when I stand up, even when I'm not seeing the resources, even when I'm not seeing it to start up, and I move towards attaining it, that shows faith. That faith would be sponsored as a result of my action. And before I know what's going on, I begin to see the resources being given to me. And then lastly, leadership deep roots is in faith. Leadership deep roots is in faith. Don't forget that I've given several definitions about leadership. Leadership is influence. Leadership is preferring solutions to problems. Leadership is being at the forefront. So many things. Whatever you might define leadership to be, its deep root is from faith. If you don't have faith, you can't influence. If you don't have faith, you can't provide solution to problems. If you don't have faith, you can't stand at the forefront and have people follow you at the back. Leadership deep roots is faith. Now, on the road to exploits in every area of our life, we'll be faced with challenges, struggles, persecution. People question you, question what you carry, question who you are, and lots more. Now, the built faith, the faith in God that you have built, is the potent response to transformation. For you to be transformed from the place of mediocrity to the place of exploits is the built faith of God inside of you. So it's an encouragement this morning for leaders that want to take over different spheres of influences for the kingdom that you have to believe in God. God is the epicenter of everything that you do, everything you should do. And so it's important that you believe squarely in Him. Now, I would just like to give 4 points as I come to a conclusion on how to attain faith. Now, we'll be learning that from the three Hebrew guys. How were they able to attain faith? And I'll just be reading that from verse 17 and verse 18. how were they able to attain faith? I'll be reading from KJV, Daniel chapter 3. It says, if that be the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we serve the gold image which you have set up. How were they able to achieve and attain this kind of faith? Number one, they had a deep, convicted belief in God and His Word. They had a deep, convicted belief on God and His Word. It's important for us to know that they said, our God in whom we serve is able to deliver us. They knew, they believed that God is able to deliver them. And I'm also saying that to you. You should believe that God is able to do anything for you in leadership, in your life, in anything you find yourself. God is able to help you. How do you know that? By His Word. So get nourished with His Word. It will increase your faith. It will build your faith. Number two, a deep convicted belief in His acts. In that same verse 17, He said, He will deliver us from your hand. Confidence. Now they believed in the acts of God. You must, for you to attain faith, you must believe in the acts of God. You must have heard about Him. That's why the scripture says in Revelations, He said, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies, by the acts of God. We believe, we attain faith by reading through, knowing about His acts, knowing about what He has done for us before, what He has done for people around us. Attaining faith is a deep, convicted belief in His act. God has done it before, He can do it again. Number three, attaining faith, a deep, convicted belief in His sovereignty. In that same verse 18, it says, but if not, let it be known that we would not serve your God. Even if God decides not to help, even if God decides not to do anything, we still believe in His sovereignty, meaning we believe that God can do and undo. That did God definitely do and undo? Yes, He did what no one had ever seen before. They believed in His sovereignty. They believed that God is the one that owns everything. Everything falls under His balance. And so He can do whatever He wants to do. And that's the God that we serve. And that's a God that has called us into the place of exploits. A deep convicted belief in His sovereignty. And lastly, a deep convicted belief based on your service. Verse 17. He said, if that be the case, the God whom we serve. Now that's the question. Do you serve God? Can God beat His chest and say your service is reasonable to Him? When assignments are placed in your hands, how much of a service do you give to God? With your life and your lifestyle, how much of a service? These tribal boys could boast of their service to God that boosted their faith, that attained them in the place of faith, because they were sure of their faith and their service unto God. Now, when you have served God, the Bible says, Jesus said, whoever will deny anything for me, I will give a hundredfold on earth and eternal life in heaven. If you have indeed, and if you are indeed bringing for service unto God, you be rest assured that in anything, God will definitely step in for you. So this morning, I bring you encouraging words in the place of exploit. That one way for you to gain exploit, sustain it, is by having faith in God. Have faith in God to help you, to scale you through, to see you through in business, in career, in your finances, in anything that you lay in your family, in your relationship, in anything you lay your hands to do. Have faith in God. Nourish yourself with His Word. Know what His Word is saying concerning every matter. As you lead on, I'm sincerely praying that as you have faith in God, anything you lead on, that God will find full expression in it as a result of the faith that you have in Him, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. See you next month.